As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
10 after 4. Thanks for being with us. Every Wednesday, we head down to, we head over to Ellettsville, and we run into our great friend, County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine. It's another beautiful day, and this one really is outstanding.
Yeah,
isn't
not bad.
Gorgeous out there.
And it's going to be really nice Friday and Saturday as well, so that's very exciting. But nothing is exciting as having guests over. And you had some guests at your meeting last night, including members from city government, members from the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, Visit Bloomington, et cetera, et cetera. I bet you guys had a really good meeting last night.
Well, we really did. I mean, it was a full meeting for certain, and so many big, big things were discussed last night. Of course, people are very interested in what might happen regarding the convention center, and the information provided to us from the city was tied to they really thought that we should move forward with a small committee, like one member of the council, one member of the county commissioners, and I don't remember exactly who else. And they wanted that to start rather soon. And I thought, well, I wonder if the commissioners will be on board for that. And then today at the commissioners' work session, it was presented to them by the county attorney that he had done as they had been asking him to do after last week's county commissioner meeting, where Mr. Spoonmore was there to make a presentation. They had asked Jeff Cockrell to arrange to get appraisals done of all of the property there in question. So that is, it sounds to me, a move toward the commissioners at least considering these proposals. So
I think that's all everybody wants is a consideration, right?
Right. And, of course, we don't know what this what the appraisals will be. Now, this will be on their meeting for next week to look at the price that the appraiser has given them to do the appraisals. It's going to be $15,000 for the appraisals. What was asked by some of the commissioners was, is this if all one price for all the appraisals together, or will it be separate in the different parcels, what each area is worth? And so we don't have the answer to that at this time, but I'm sure that Mr. Cockrell will be getting that answer for us. But as Commissioner Thomas was saying, it might very well be that the value of the total of all the properties might be higher than splitting it up simply because somebody could look at, a larger piece of ground to do a project on. And so that might be more, or it might be more if it was separate. So they're going to be taking a look at that and deciding on that at the next commissioner's meeting next Wednesday about going ahead and ordering these appraisals. So I thought that was certainly a step toward saying, look, let's consider this. So I thought that was very interesting. I can say that the request has been that they wanted to have something finalized by, the end of September. And that date just seems almost impossible to me. I don't know how it could happen that quickly because it would take, several meetings to get all this worked out to say, yes, we would do that. But who knows?
Is it better to have a timeline that's more immediate than to set one way off in the distance? It seems like everything in this project that we've tried to get to it gets pushed back further and further and further. So you might as well dream a little bit.
Well, and it may be that it was suffice to say that that people got on board saying they wanted to work together. But, you know, I don't know exactly what they are hoping to have by the end of September, but if they're hoping to have a transfer of property and so forth, that's really pushing it because, I mean, we're already mid-August.
Sure.
So that would take a while to get the appraisals back and so forth.
How about just an interlocal agreement? Something as simple as that, saying that here is the next step to our next step, but it's in paper, it's in writing. Would that be something that would at least suffice to keep the ball rolling?
Well, one might find out once we, I'm sure people are still, my people will be talking to your people kind of thing. So we don't know really exactly what it's going to take, but I know that there's the feeling if they don't do something pretty definitive that the state will be working on saying, as they did in the last session, saying if you're not going to do something with this money, if you're not doing what you had said you were going to do, what you told the people that you're going to tax them for, then they will sunset these taxes. I think that's what a big push to try to get a work around now to get something moving forward. And so we'll just see what happens on it. I cannot blame the state to say you're just not going to be able to keep taxing people to do something and then not do it.
That's where I get confused, because one group says, let's hurry up and do it, and then everybody's like, well, no, we can't do it that quickly. Well, then the state's going to jump in at this point. How can you have it both ways?
Well, it just seems to me that if there is something that looks as though it is moving forward, perhaps the state would not change it. But from what I was hearing, it sounded as if there were some folks who wanted to make sure that we had moved forward with the bond. I don't know exactly how far down the road they would want that to happen, in order that this wouldn't, that the state wouldn't be able to remove the food and beverage tax. All of these things will be worked out by the people we pay to know what the law says.
Absolutely. But I've handled this 3 days in a row now, and just when I think I've got it figured out, I start getting lost in it again. Let me ask you a dumb question. I specialize in that. They sunset the tax and all this money sitting around. Where does it go? What happens to it?
Well, sure, that is part of what I, when we first voted on this, that we needed to see what would happen if this whole thing should dissolve. And, who got what out of the dollars. Now, remember, at this point, the city really has no ownership interest in the convention center property. I mean, they're receiving money, but they've not had an interest in owning any portion of that property. So that none of that then would go to the city. But your question is, what would happen to this $15 million, I made up that amount, but
sure.
I think it's about, what would happen to that balance of that money? I mean, I suspect that whatever went to the city would still go to the city, and whatever went to the county would still go to the county, and it would still have to be used in ways that why the money was collected. So, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I was encouraged to hear the commissioners are at least getting the appraisal. So that's another step in saying maybe we can all work better together.
Good.
It's important because otherwise it's going to be very difficult having to do with. We have to remember that even if they would sell the property, let's say if they would sell it, although now the city is saying, they're not saying selling it, they're saying transfer, it's not a sale, it's a transfer, a trade of assets. So then I don't really know what that means. So I'm looking forward to hearing what that would be. But maybe people have been talking about for a long time. Maybe they understand, but before they were really talking more about a dollar amount, and now they're talking about transferring and trading of assets. So we'll find out. And I mean, it's very interesting. Every day there's something else new to look at. And I love that part of being in county government. At least it keeps you on your toes. You have to be willing to have an open mind about things at all times because it changes so quickly. It is important for us to realize that the revenue coming in to operate this facility is still coming from the innkeeper's tax and also from that food and beverage tax. So at one time, part of what the city had said now recently was that, you know, the county could still keep their portion. Well, as Councilmember Munson reminded them last night, that's not up to the city to tell us that because, of course, that's the way the enabling legislation says. It says how it's going to be split up. But I also know that when they were talking about how to pay for a bond before all this fell apart 2 or 3 years ago, I said, well, look what you're talking to us about. There's not enough money in there to cover that bond that you're talking about. And they were saying, well, it would take the entire amount of revenue. So we really don't know how much a bond might have to be and where they're going to get the revenue then from it, you know. So I don't think the county can count on having that as an aside for ours, even though the legislation says that. If the county really wants this to go forward, will they have to use that portion that the county would have been getting to pay for a bond for the convention center? As you can see, there's a lot of questions yet to be answered, but if people are willing to try to get an answer, that's a step in the right direction.
Well,
I didn't want to do the food and beverage tax, not for this. I really did not. But once something is voted on, now what I did say when the night that we voted on it, what if this doesn't happen? What if we sit here a few years from now and that money keeps getting collected and nothing happens as, you know, moving forward with the project? It's not funny that I said that, back in 2017 or 2019, whatever that was. And exactly that's what's happened. So I said, do we need to have a sunset on this or something so that people really see a deadline and move forward? And then they said, well, no, that might hurt a bond issue. But so then they agreed that what would happen is that the Food and Beverage Commission would make a report to the county council every year at the beginning of the year. I think it was like in February they were supposed to bring a report to us, which they have not done, this year. So where is that report? And I spoke with Councilmember Munson, and she's concerned about the report as well. So we need to make sure that if we've signed off on a dotted line, here's what we're going to do, then we actually will do that and expect the people that we are partnering with that they will do that so that we can have that kind of trust so we can move forward with things. So,
yeah, you know, I think it sounds like the folks want to get this deal done. So I would say, well, give me your list. What do you need? And here's what we'll do. And let's get this thing moving instead of having this pile of money sitting around.
Right. And I had really hoped that we would see some kind of chart, here's who has to sign off on what, and, you know, something that's the flow chart that I discussed with you last week. Councilmember McKim was alluding to that last night as well, that he thought that would be a good idea. But at least the first step is we're going to get the appraisals. And so I do think that is a great first step toward seeing if this can work out. The other thing I made clear last night was that it would be until we see that the commissioners are going to be at least open to moving forward, that I did not want to see the county moving forward and spending time in legal work and so forth on something that the commissioners had no intention of doing.
Right.
So today I'm hearing some steps toward this is something to at least consider.
So this is not going to be a waste of taxpayers' money is what you're getting at.
Right. I don't want to waste those dollars. Now, it's $15,000 right now will cost us for the appraisals. And I would it would be interesting to see if that can be charged back to, where that would be charged back to. That
you know
would
what?
Be an interesting thing.
Well, that's fine, because if $15,000 is going to hold this deal up, this deal is not going anywhere anyhow.
Oh, right. That's right. Absolutely.
We'll use that stack of $100 bills to prop the door open is what we'll do. That's the...
Well, speaking of...
I'm not saying that we should throw $15,000 down the drain, but when we're talking about bonds and we're talking about building and we're talking about all these other things... $15,000 cannot be a huge part of it. We don't do this in a vacuum. I understand that we shouldn't throw $15,000 away. I get it, but $15,000 shouldn't get anybody's blood pressure going about this deal, Marty. Because we're going to be talking about what 40-odd million five years ago. Now we're probably talking closer to 100 when it's all said and done. It's not going to be less than what it was 5 years ago or 4 years ago. That's for sure.
But here's the thing, and I think you know this as much as anybody who's been around downtown. Businesses, people, the citizens really want to see something done with that southern part, that block and a half. Whatever, that whole area there, just sitting there where buildings were torn down or other buildings just sitting there waiting for something to happen. And that ground is too valuable to not move forward with some kind of purpose. Now, whether or not that's a convention center going south, I don't think that's not where people had thought it would last. They talked about it, but then they wanted to go north. But all of that ground, of course, the ground isn't going away. It's still going to be there. But nevertheless, we need to make sure that it doesn't look like that whole area has just sort of been, roped off and abandoned somehow. So I think it's time to bring that alive and see what we're going to do with it. And this is step one in the right direction, it seems to me. And indeed, the commissioners did not wait until last night's presentation at the council meeting because they had already asked for this last week. So that's...
already asked for the appraisals last week?
Yes, they asked right after Mr. Spoonmore had been... to speak with the commissioners last week, then after that is when the commissioners asked the county attorney to get a price for the appraisals.
Gotcha.
So that did say, okay, everybody, let's see where we are on this. So just wanted to bring that up. Also, I know that this is budgeting time. That's the reason why it's going to be so hard to get all of this done in, the few weeks, because our first job, Monroe County Council's first job, is to do those yearly budgets and so forth. And that just takes a lot of time. So we'll just have to... walk and chew gum at the same time. I think we can do it as well
because this isn't a project that we're going to start from scratch. We've already gotten halfway down the road with it, so it's just picking it up, dusting it off, and seeing where we're going to put it next. I think that's a benefit.
I was just leading into.
Oh, sure.
When I was saying that into the budget notebook here, having to do with the proposed salary increases. And right now we were looking at about a 5% increase in the pay for the people who work for Monroe County. It just seems like the cost of living continues to go up so quickly that if we don't do something, we'll lose our county employees. On the other hand, we need to make sure that we don't overspend. One of the things I suggested was maybe we do part of the growth in the as far as the salary, and then maybe somehow a bonus or something, so that if our revenue should drop off drastically, you know, because of the annexation.
So you want the flexibility there instead of just jacking the salary up double, double the percentage. You give them a percentage hike plus a bonus, and then it's easier because the bonus is one time. It's not an all time like a salary would be, right?
Well, but that was just my suggestion. I'm not saying it'll go anyplace, but I just thought I wanted to open up something so that we could do the best we could for our county employees for now. At the end of the meeting, Councilmember McKim indicated that he felt like the county commissioners should make as much as the elected officials, so I assume, because that's part of the conversation, was what elected officials should make. And so it appears to me he means that they should be making the same thing as the auditor or the treasurer, the clerk, the assessor, or whatever. I don't think he would mean that they should make the same thing as the county council, because the county council doesn't make us anywhere near that kind of money.
So you're guessing he meant the higher ones then, huh?
I think he meant
the higher price tag.
Yes. He didn't want the commissioners to walk off. So anyway, I thought that was an interesting thing to look at, because that was like decided at the end of the day. Also,
well, let me ask you about that, because who presented that earlier? Didn't they want like a $20,000 jump from like $40,000 to $60,000? I don't remember all the details, but We went over this before, and why is it coming up back again? It comes up every 3 months, or how does that work? Every year there's a budget? Yeah.
Remember, you can only adjust the elected official salary. You have to do it in advance when you do the salary ordinance.
Sure.
You can't change it within the next year, like after the first of the year. You can't change it until the following year.
Gotcha.
So the reason why it's being discussed again is because right now is when the county council is looking at what the salaries should be or could be according to our revenue and other expenses for all of the county employees. And it is also the time that the elected officials are supposed to be looking at that.
So basically, in layman's terms, this is going to come up every year to jump this salary to whatever until it's done. So why don't we just do it and take the bullet and get it over with?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I mean,
yeah.
just because one council member says that doesn't mean that will be voted on. But that
every year we're bringing it up, and it's not like a $5,000 raise every year. We went from this to this to we're going to go to this. I'm not saying they're not invaluable. I'm not saying they don't work hard. But my God, who gets a raise at that kind of money? Public servant? Why? Public servant?
The commissioner's president suggested last night at the council meeting that she wanted to support an increase up to 9.5% for all county employees.
Well, if they're county employees, they're getting a little bit more than that 9%. I just looked it up. They're 48.8 and they want 67.1. That's a bit.
Well, it's
almost $20,000.
It'll be more than that, because the other elected officials, the auditor, et cetera, make more than that. And, of course, everybody will get some kind of a raise. So I'm just saying, and if I present something to you, I want you to know that doesn't mean I agree with it.
Absolutely right.
I'm just telling you what was said.
Yeah, and again, I understand that. And my opinion is simply just that. And so I will voice it at times. No, I'm not arguing with you, the commissioners, or anybody else. I'm just the theory is out there, and the thoughts on the theory are bizarre. And I would, if you get me a $20,000 hike, sure, I'll definitely fight for your 9% raise. Absolutely. I mean, I'm just reading between the tea leaves here. I'm not saying you're saying this. No. Don't get me wrong on that. But if we have all this money laying around just to keep doing all this, that's great. Let's just do it. Here, you get some. We all do it. Tax rate's going up. Everything's good, right?
Right. I'm telling you what, and I think it is time for us to take a step back and realize that not everyone has jobs, that's making the kind of money that they can do the kind of traveling and enjoying life that some folks can. And we have people out here that are paying these taxes that are having, they're struggling every day to make a house payment or even trying to find an apartment to rent that they can afford to pay for. And so I think we have to recognize that the people that are paying for all of this growth, they want to know that we remember them.
That
we do remember them.
Absolutely fair. Or put your name on the ballot. That's another way. If you want to take place in these great job and pay increases, hop on or get in there. Like you said, Marty, if you're losing employees at the county level, if that sounds like a job you want to do, you guys are hiring, correct?
Well, we are always hiring because there is always turnover in county government. But let me just tell you, we don't have the kind of layoffs that some folks have. You may be able to go someplace and make a lot more money, but are you guaranteed you're going to have that job? Now, there's no real guarantee you've got a job with county government. Of course not. But our track record is one that we don't lay off a lot of people.
Good.
So it's
no. You just give them, you give them 10% raises. It sounds like that's a hell of a deal.
I don't think we'll be. I mean, I don't see that happening. I think that right. We have to.
But you do need to retain. If you spend the time and effort to train people and go through those costs, and you'd like to keep them. That's absolutely true. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just sometimes get lost in the gross. In the gross numbers of it. So next week, next meeting, next whatever, what are you expecting to hear or see based on this? Are we in a holding pattern? Who decides where this train goes to the next stop?
Okay, are we talking about the train of what people get paid or the train of the convention center? Which train are we on?
Well, the train with the people getting paid are the budget meeting, so we'll get into that as September goes on. The convention center...
Don't forget, we've also are in the middle of buying that property for the jail.
Yes.
And so that's over $2 million. Now, we only have one appraisal so far, and so we have to wait until we get the other appraisal, and then it's the average of the two lower appraisals to come up with what the price will actually be. That's going to be going before the city planning to get the zoning correct for what we need to do. So that's something else that they're working on. I did ask the question if that was in a TIF area, and it actually had been a TIF area, but because it's something I learned last night, because there had not been a debt put on that particular TIF there on Fullerton Pike, then when the city annexed it, it was no longer a part of the TIF.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that sort of is kind of a big deal because you want to make sure that if you were counting on revenue from that property to pay back something that we might have had a debt on, and then we take that revenue out because if the county owns it, there won't be any tax revenue, then how would we pay for that debt? So that's the reason why I'm saying that.
Gotcha. Well, that's the reason we have you on every week. If you how well you're versed in all of this is very helpful to all of us, obviously. And we thank you for being with us. Mary Catherine Carmichael shared her thoughts yesterday. Eric Spoonmore was with us on Monday, and we'll have Deputy Mayor Don Griffin tomorrow. So we bring you all sides of it, folks. We'll let you decide. And Marty, I can't thank you enough for your time, as always, on Wednesdays.
I thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.